July 25th. I had a sneaking suspicion this emergency meeting had something to do with that little deal I'd made with Mackenzie. Nikki, this email says our lease wasn't renewed. We might have to close Fuzzy Friends. And I was absolutely right. OMG, Brandon was frantic. Our landlord just sold the building a few days ago, and the new owner is refusing to continue our lease. He wants us out of the building and says by law we have to move in 60 days. OMG, Brandon, that's awful, I exclaimed. I'm really sorry that you and your family are going through all this. What was I supposed to say? Wow, Brandon, I'm not surprised at all. I never expected that snake in blonde hair extensions, Mackenzie, to keep her word and honor her side of the deal to get her dad to leave Fuzzy Friends alone if I helped her get on stage with the Bad Boys. What are we going to do, Nikki? My grandparents are so upset. They're ready to give up and close Fuzzy Friends. Forever. They said they'll both just try to find new jobs. But what about the animals? I think I need to go home. Now. Brandon looked totally distraught. His face was flushed, his voice was tight, and his eyes were glassy. And it was all Mackenzie's fault. Listen, Brandon, try not to worry, okay? We have 60 days to figure all this out. And a lot could happen in that time. And if there's a chance your grandparents might end up unemployed, then the money you're earning on tour will be a really big help. I'll do whatever I can, I promise. I purchased an ice-cold bottled water for Brandon. He guzzled the whole thing down in less than a minute, sighed deeply, and gave me a sad smile. Then he apologized for totally losing it and agreed that he needed to finish the tour to help contribute to his family's finances. By the time Brandon left for drum practice, he was feeling better and was hopeful that things might work out. But I was feeling worse. I was mad at myself and even madder at Mackenzie. I was not going to let her get away with destroying people's lives. She started this war, but I was going to finish it. I marched up to our room to confront her. But when I opened the door, I just stared in shock. Our room was a mess, and Mackenzie was busy blabbing on the phone. OMG, Tiffany, I have almost 200,000 followers on social media now. Can you believe it? I'm so popular, and I love my new job. I basically just sleep and do whatever I want all day long. Have I met the Bad Boys? Well, not yet. They've been begging me to hang out with them, but I've been super busy, you know, shopping and stuff. The luggage with more of my clothes arrived today, so I'm ready to grab that new member spot. How is the tour so far? Oh, it's exciting and so glam. The only downside is my roommate, Nikki. OMG, she's a filthy animal. This place looks like a pigsty, and she refuses to clean up after herself. Speaking of pigs, someone walked in. So I'll call you back later, Tiffany. Toodles! Listen, Mackenzie, I fumed. You really need to clean up this place. Our bathroom is just gross. Have you been eating chocolate pudding in the bathtub? Or is that your muddy bathtub ring? Nikki, why don't you go crawl back under a rock? Mackenzie snarled. The only thing crawling in here will be a few dozen roaches having a picnic with all the leftover food you have lying around, I complained. Well, I guess I should call your dad to come spray them, Mackenzie smirked. Oh, no, she didn't. Actually, that's a good idea, I shot back. He's in pest control, and you're a major pest. He can drop all of you off at the city dump. Problem solved. Sorry, Nikki, but can you leave now? Your face is giving me stomach cramps, and it's about to turn into a major case of diarrhea. No, I'm not going anywhere until you tell me why your father bought Fuzzy Friends and then refused to renew the lease. You said he wouldn't do it if I helped you audition for the Bad Boys, and I agreed. So have you forgotten about our deal? Or were you just lying through your teeth? You're right. We made a deal. But I changed my mind. Mackenzie shrugged. Wait a minute. You don't want to audition for the Bad Boys anymore? I asked, surprised. Of course I do. But now I want more out of this deal. And you're going to help me get it. Or else all those mangy Fuzzy Friends animals will be on the street, along with Brandon and his family. What else do you want? I stuttered. Well, three things to start. First, I need a backstage pass so I can hang out with the Bad Boys. Second, you need to introduce me to them as your kind, friendly, and gorgeous BFF. Third, you need to start doing social media promo for your band before that witch, Victoria, figures out I've been on vacation the entire tour and fires me. You can't be serious, I exclaimed, stunned. One last thing. You need to clean up this filthy room, starting with my nasty bathtub ring. I want to take a strawberry mango bubble bath, and that tub needs to be spotless. And if you don't do everything I say, Fuzzy Friends will be a parking lot. Do you understand? Just great. Mackenzie is a total slob. And just thinking about cleaning up after her made me throw up in my mouth a little. I stared right into her cold, beady little eyes. Mackenzie, I have just three words for you. Get help quick. Because, girlfriend, you've lost your mind. Actually, I tried to get help, but the front desk said the maid won't be back to clean again until tomorrow. So now that's your new job, Nikki. OMG, Mackenzie was talking so much mess, I didn't know whether to offer her a breath mint or toilet paper. In less than 1 hour, my life has turned into a complete disaster. And all I was trying to do was help Fuzzy Friends and Brandon. But somehow, I accidentally created a mean, selfish, lip gloss addicted, Bad Boys obsessed monster.